people love to make up shit about people that's not real. It's just rap. It's just rapper named Buddy. This dude is sitting at 2,018 followers. He's not even big. He's promoting the fuck out of his single. This is what I mean when I say people like to make up bullshit. So someone said, oh, is he gonna talk? First of all, people call this shit trash. People compare him to Nick Cannon. Nick Cannon got competition, because this is why a lot of people don't like putting themselves out there, because of people like this. Then how you gonna reach, nigga? Fans are weird. Like, they look, it's like they're weird. They're fucking weird. Because at the end of the fucking goddamn day, that's why I don't take this shit seriously. Even when it comes down to me, yeah, I study the craft, but that don't mean nothing. If you're a nobody, you're studying the craft, being lyrical, it's always some Gen Z or someone that's just into how rap is nowadays. Now, that's cool. That's what you like to listen to. That's what you like to make. But don't tell someone that grew up in the 90s that respect the old school way of doing it, i.e. writing your fucking rhymes and trying to, you know, be lyrical and try to be better at your craft. You know, it doesn't mean shit, because you can be lyrical all the fuck you want to and studying the cool G raps, the cool Modis, the fucking Rakims, and niggas will still call you trash even if you're good. Like, motherfuckers so retarded, they don't know what the fuck a swing is. And I'm just perfectly rapping on beat, and I used to do swings all the time, like all the time in my flows. Go back on my older shit, I used to play with the swings all the time, but be like, you're rapping too off beat, and you call it a swing, but still, look at it better when you're rapping beat. Like, they want, it's funny, you always, fans are weird. You hate when rappers make shit that's too motherfucking formulaic, but when an artist have their own sound, you want them to be formulaic. That's including the mixing, that including the way that you're flowing, that's including everything. I could do a swing when I'm rapping, but see right there at that point, see there, it's kind of off. It's called a swing. But stills. This is why it's just retarded to even ask for fucking, you know, opinions. People are just retarded. They give you the most stupidest opinions. Half the fucking time, the feedback is just retarded, because it's like, like with the whole, you got too many breaths in your music. I gotta breathe. You got too many pauses in your music, man. You got too many pauses. I gotta breathe. Like, what you mean to do? Punch in every fucking goddamn bar like everybody else? And then you complain about everything's too punched in, isn't so natural. Like, seriously. That's why I say what I say. So I sit there like this rapper named Buddy. But the thing that kills me, and what I was saying is that this one person said, and I swear, this is why I kind of wish TikTok gets banned, because this is how shit gets started. So, like, yeah, people on Instagram spread rumors, but jeez, like, you don't even know the guy. This dude is a small artist with 2,018 motherfucking followers. You were talking about, well, he raped his girlfriend, or he did this, he did that, and he's like, and be like, what? Did I stutter? He raped a girl. Where's your proof? Like, we live in an era where people just make up any fucking bullshit with no proof, and people just and it's stupid, because they just stupidly, with their hearts of hearts, believe it. Like I told you in my last podcast, how, let's say, for example, a rumor will be spreaded that I beat up my wife, right? There is no evidence of me doing it, but I beat up my wife. Everyone is saying, oh, Mike beat up his wife, he beat up his wife. Remind you, no one knows me. There's make up a lie. Now, they don't care, because internet is so gullible and so retarded, they'll run with it. Yeah, Mike beat up his wife. Where's the proof? We don't need no proof. Like, can we live in a fucking era where people, if you are accused of something and you found not guilty, you're still gonna be left with that? Like, Lil Mosey, he came out from, he was probably going to jail, but it come to find out, guess what? He didn't do it. But because the fact he was accused of it, it didn't matter. Like Trippie Redd, he had a baby, but guess what? The baby wasn't even fucking his. And fans was like, man, come on. And speaking of fans, this, now I remember. Okay, Chance the Rapper, right? Remember the big day? You know, after, you know, the big day, that drop. It's funny how fans are like, the album's not that bad. Anthony Fantano corny trash. I swear. This is why I say, artists, just make what the fuck you want. And when fans are corny shit, trash, mean, garbage, let time pass. Now watch how many people say this is best album. Just like Encore. Encore was arguably Eminem's worst albums. I liked it because it was part of my childhood. I fucked with it. But people are like, that's his worst album. His worst. Now, as years and decades go on, they go back and re-rate it and call it an underrated classic. So you think Eminem was lying when he said they go back and re-rate it and call it a classic? They do that. Same thing with Relapse. Relapse is ass. But guess what? Y'all go back, call it a classic. And the other thing say, I wish Eminem took chances like that. Why do fans always want artists to take chances? And when they take chances, y'all sit there and call this shit trash. You know the shit don't sound good, but at least he took out his comfort zone. It's like y'all literally are wanting all you literally want artists to make dirty albums just so you can sit like experimentally. Like, just say he's like the artists that keep making the same shit. Because if the artists keep on making unique sounds and trying to fucking do shit that's different from what the fuck you know them for doing, you're going to keep on comparing it to the old them all the goddamn time. So what's the goddamn point? That makes no goddamn sense. Just shut the fuck up. Here's this nigga. You want hell. Back in 2018, 19, 20, I was being experimental as fuck. Niggas did not fucking fuck with it. You got fans and independent radio stations wanting niggas to make the most formulaic music. But at the same time, we'll complain about artists making formulaic music. Nigga, shut the fuck up. Niggas want you to fucking make turn up music. Let me hop on a trap beat and rap modern. And if you do that, it's not good enough. I'm like, shut up. That's why I don't really submit. So I only submit songs to niggas that understand what the fuck I'm doing. Like I told you, don't want to give, what do you gain from that? Nothing. You don't gain no new fans from that shit. No gain nothing. And Tristan Venomous, he's just so I just follow my own energy. I don't like, he knows the hook sounds stupid, but he ain't gonna change it. He knows we have a song where literally what I'm talking about and what he's talking about is completely fucking different. Yet it's our art. The song don't even what I'm talking about, what the hook is. He's talking about completely different, but it's our art. That's why I don't give a fuck. Even with that, because I am associated with that man, that's why I don't promote a fucking goddamn album. It fucking sucks. I wouldn't say that. I mean, it's garbage. But if I try to tell him, but Mike, it's still he doesn't care. He's delusional. I tell him this because that's an old project. It's just garbage. But he's not gonna hear that. He don't want to hear that. That's why I don't promote it. Why would I want to promote something that's garbage? I don't like promoting my own shit. To be honest with you, no matter how good it is. Niggas don't want to hear this shit. I do this shit for me, really. Because like I told you, how niggas treat new rappers, they don't give a fuck about us. The only thing they care about is numbers and popularity. Even with that, they'll act like we don't even deserve it. Even if you try to gain it, they act like you don't fucking deserve it. That's simple. But like I told you, so Chance the Rapper broke up with his wife. So that Big Day album didn't mean anything. But hey, he's going back to the old Chance. Hey, he should go back and do acid. We want the old Chance back. Yes, and this new shit is him going back to his old self. Yay. Then stop telling an artist that constantly makes the same shit. And even Dorky, he always remembers. He sent one song. Mike sent that one song where it sounds like some EDM shit. Let's be real with it. Fans don't want you to change. They're scared. They're petrified. Every single time when an artist does something outside their box, outside the comfort zone, they're scared. They're bitches. Why is he doing this? No! If that's the fucking case, do not let that artist blow up. Do not let that artist even touch Drake level or Kendrick level success, as if I'm going to reach the level any fucking way. I'm not. Trust me. It'll never happen. It'll never happen. Trust me. It will never happen. Don't even let me get a big enough fan base, because if that happens and they go back in my music and say, hey, his beats are formulaic, hey, his hooks are formulaic, hey, he's having one with the same boom bappy beats, he's not changing his sound, he will never be a GOAT. The fuck? And let's be real with it, nigga. If you think you gotta be versatile to be a GOAT in rap, you're stupid. Because people say Currency's a fucking GOAT. He makes the same goddamn music every goddamn time. Fans just want familiarity. They don't want unique shit. You see what I'm saying? They put you in a fucking box and say, hey, this is who the fuck you are. And if you change it up, guess what? We don't love you no more. And then on top of the fact, y'all go crazy with the expectation shit. That's why I don't ever want to be mainstream. But at the same time, even with me doing this shit, I already unknowingly put up an expectation for my fucking self. So every single time when someone hears me, you know, make music, spit bars, you are expecting boom bappy shit. You are, the only thing that they don't like is the hooks. I wish that he added extra with the hooks. I wish that he added extra with the hooks. I wish that he had a female vocals with the hooks. And oh yeah, also have some very good quality music videos, and I need some good quality fucking goddamn money. That's why I find it funny to me, like I said in my last podcast, how y'all get really mad when up and coming artists pay for motherfucking features or pay for beat packs from Alain Domani or DJ Flip with a fucking feature, because it's funny. All that, no, the rap game is cooked over current under Currency shit. I didn't hear not one AZ fan say the exact same thing, because AZ, he was even on it. And guess what? No, I didn't hear no with him. Like, let's be real with it, my nigga. Y'all be the ones, I'm looking at it, y'all be the ones that be wanting artists to do that. Y'all don't want underground artists to have their own sound. You want them to literally follow the fucking industry quota, so we have to fucking sit there, buy these fucking goddamn beats that are industry quality. Let's be real, with little fucking engineer tell you, the beat's too loud. But if I turn that bitch down, the beat's too low. Your beat, your flow, your voice overpowering the beat. Can't win. And trust me, these fools are literally going back to 1980s mixed songs. Michael Jackson's vocals are too clear. Janet Jackson's vocals are too clear. The drums and I'm bad is too muddy. That's what they're doing. And guess what? That's becoming a trend and everyone's doing it, which makes no fucking sense. But whatever. They think it's some golden rule to make music when it's not. It's not even how the fuck you mix your music. And when they figure, and because they know you're on SoundCloud, they know you're not in the fucking recording studio, as if going to a recording studio equates good quality mixing. Because that's a waste of your money. Why waste your money going to a fucking studio for someone to fuck up your mixing? Dumbass. And then you tell these retards, well, I paid money for this mixing. Sure you did, buddy. You did this by yourself, because niggas think that recording music in a studio equates quality. Remember when fucking goddamn COVID hit? These fucking engineers in the studios were so goddamn desperate, DMing me, talking about, oh man, you know, come to the studio. Mind you, it's during COVID time, so I ain't going no goddamn where. So then this fool followed me, DM'd me, and I'm like, nah, nigga, I'm not going. Then he unfollowed me and then deleted the whole conversation. As if we never talked. And this is the reason why we don't fuck with you motherfuckers. And you got niggas who think they're above you because they can play actual instruments. Okay, nigga, don't mean shit. It's like how kids are not impressed by niggas making lyrical miracle rap. Niggas ain't impressed about you playing guitars. Shit, y'all make it seem like y'all above everybody. Like, yeah, I mean, I pray if you do it, cool. But don't act like your shit don't stink because you can play instruments. Like, who cares? Hell, we raps, nigga. Our voice is an instrument, but let these motherfuckers tell it. Me rapping on the beat and having my words and everything, you know, complement a drum and then actually putting in words. And because these fools are so obsessed with melodics, oh man, you're not using your vocals as a fucking instrument when I am. Because y'all so obsessed with high energy and melodic rap that anything else that's not in that new lane, you know, it's not really new, it's a problem. Hell, you openly tell rappers that are MCs trying to fucking prove that they're good, you know, what's the point of doing that when niggas don't care? And niggas be like, I don't like when J. Cole, or I don't like when rappers try to prove that they're good at rapping. This made good vibes. Now, let me repeat that, because I've seen a lot of comments saying that. Rappers shouldn't try to focus on being good at rapping. If your fucking goddamn brand is about being lyrical, why would you stop caring about rapping? It's like when Logic said, I don't give a fuck about lyrics. Nigga, you came in the game being about lyrics. And Logic came in at the last moment when boom bappy rap was cool. Do that shit now, you looked upon like you a fucking fossil. I'm just saying, my nigga. I do it, but I like it because I like to make what I like. Other than that, my nigga, I do not care. I love hip hop. I love it. I got a big ass motherfucking hip hop rug in my living room. I got a hip hop fucking photo. I mean, hip hop picture right here. I have a fucking, which is similar to the hip hop, which is very sentimental to me because it's exactly the same design I had back when I was in high school on a t-shirt with a whole bunch of rappers on it. It's the exact picture. You know what I mean? And that's why I love it so much. And then, like, I went to a hip-hop museum. So, yeah, dog, love hip-hop. Love it. But a motherfucker do it for me. Not to, look at this. Oh, my God, no. We're not doing that. Because what does that do? Make you literally just make you lose while you're making music in the first place. It starts with the fucking fans. Some fans will fuck with you fine. Some of them think that you can be a pop. They'll overly do it. Like, if you think I'm good at rapping, cool. That's nice. That's what's up. But when you start fucking trying to compare me to a Kendrick, to GOAT tier rappers, and trying to put a battery in my fucking back, because you know if I should even accept it and say, oh, like I told you, when I fucking said, if I was an anime, I will be Samurai Shampoo mixed with MF Doom. And what did Dorky say? You would never be MF Doom. That's why, okay, they stop comparing me to these niggas. That's what I don't understand. When you an underground nobody, they will treat you like that. Regardless of how good you are, they will act like what you do is wrong. They will sit there and tell you that you gotta have your hooks being more stronger, you know, for pop purposes. They will fucking sit there and tell you to water down your fucking lyrics. If you fucking say any fucking thing in your lyrics and they don't fucking agree with, it's cringe, which is fucking weak to me. And if you fucking, you know, make a music video, if you don't look attractive, which is kind of weird, you don't look attractive, not wearing the right, like, if your fit ain't on point or nothing like that, even got a fuck, you can have your fit on point, everything. But if you don't look physically attractive, we ain't fucking with you. If you don't look like a top selling artist, we don't fuck with you. It's not even with the clothes. You can have confidence all day long. They'll call you delusional. Like I told you, when Jock Harlow sat there and it's another thing. What's that dude name? What's that fool name? He got that mermaid chick pregnant. What's that motherfucker name? Tutu. What's that motherfucker name? What's that motherfucker's name? What is his name? His name is Tutu something. What's that new? I mean, let me see. Little Mermaid. What's that nigga's name? Little Mermaid. cast. And I'm going to say Haley Bailey. Let me look up Haley Bailey's baby daddy. Yeah, DDG. Motherfuckers be shitting on that man. He's just a generic, and here's the ironic part. You shitting on this fucking man for stealing flows, but at the same time, every rapper in the game does it. They steal the same flows, too, by the way. And here's the kicker. Even if you're not trying to steal nobody's flows, they will assume who the fuck you sound like. And here's the thing. They want you to do that because it's familiar. You dig from the beat all the way down to the sound. Now, I get it. If you bite someone's flow all the way down, like for example, and he gave some very good examples, like okay, you still think Gunna's flow, right? But then it have a beat from a song that he did, then go steal the man's flow and rap on the exact beat that he on a beat that sounds exactly similar to a song that he did. Okay, now I get it. That's biting straight up because one, not only bit the flow, you bit the beat, so you know, like, oh, I can't fucking put this beat, this flow. And trust me, if you're good at flows and good at doing it, you can put that flow on anything. You can put a flow on any beat. I can take a flow from fucking, because everyone steals flows. I don't know why people have an issue with it. Because hell, even if you're not trying to, people going to assume that you're doing it any fucking way. I could sit there and say, I don't flow. Like many times, when, like I told you, when Chance the Rapper came out, when he came out with that Big Day whack ass album that people are strangely liking the fucking album. But, you know, I sound like Chance the Rapper. You trying to sound like Chance the Rapper. Nothing about me even sounds like Chance the Rapper. All these retards did was took the beats that I picked that is similar to what Chance the Rapper would rap on. Hell, I remember I tried to rap on some buttery poppy beat. And what did niggas say? Please keep making songs like that. Like, is this the underground? And these niggas want you to make generic. How the fuck do y'all niggas say mainstream rap is garbage and bland, but yet want underground rappers that got their own sound to bite other rappers and hop on beats that are fucking bland? Who does that? And then if a rapper has their own unique sound, oh, that's not gonna beat, that's not gonna be on the charge. The beat, that beat sounds garbage, bro. You ain't gonna win. You ain't, that's, it's cool in the underground, but that's not gonna win in the charts. Like, you got fans who literally fuck on their own SoundCloud, and it's not just SoundCloud. It can be on TikTok, it can be on Instagram, it can be on YouTube. You have fans, you have other rappers who sit there tell you that your sound is not good enough for the mainstream. As if you want to be mainstream. And they'll argue you down and say, but you got the potential. You like this song in the cut. That's a good song. It reminds me of the old school of old school Wiz Khalifa. And here's the kicker. I wasn't even thinking about Wiz Khalifa when I made that goddamn song. Like, y'all niggas are so obsessed with other rappers sound like other rappers, but then want niggas to step out their comfort zone. Then, to make it worse, you want, like I told y'all, I will never forget this retarded shit. I just want you to sit there and tell me, you should study Skipper the Flipper, take his style, take his beats, and be like him. He was so fucking serious. And y'all niggas be serious, too. And you know what's so funny? Because I'm older. I know what that is. It's stupid. But you got these kids who are gullible, and they will be like, okay, I'm going to sound like someone else and take his whole flow. And then guess what? Where's his identity? But y'all openly will say, no one cares about your sound. And it explains me why you got a fucking group of people that openly say we want ours to have their own fucking identity. Like, let's be real with it, dog. Y'all know what the fuck you want. Why are we making songs and music like it's fucking McDonald's? Why are we? And then you got, that's why I find it so cringe when that one fan was like, Eminem needs to start making music for the people. The people don't know what the fuck they want. What the fuck you think Relapse was? Revival was? It didn't know what the fuck it wanted. And now, just like all of Eminem's worst albums, people are slowly warming up to it and saying, well, you know what? Revival wasn't even that bad. But it was, people was ripping it apart when it first came out. So basically we can't, so now it's like, now the goalpost has been moved. Now I can drop some shit and then people can sit there and call it garbage, mood, then give it like about a couple of fucking years and people will go back on that exact fucking album and say, it's not that bad. It's not that bad. And as years go on, they start loving it and loving it. And where was the whole entire negative go? We just didn't understand your, we didn't understand. And that's why fans be wanting shit that's familiar. They don't want to feel, they don't, because it's challenging to them when you do something that's outside of the box. As much as they will give you credit and say, I respect it, they don't really respect it like that. Because if I'm hopping on some goddamn hyperpop shit, no, like, let's be real, it will sound weird, but at the same time, that's a familiar sound, isn't it? So of course it doesn't sound weird to people that like the shit, but it sounds weird to niggas that want the boom bappy shit from me. If I hopped on some vapor trap shit, which is my favorite genre, so I got beats like that, I'll hop on any beat. It can be a reggae beat, it can be a fucking R&B beat, because you know that old ass, I hate when rappers make R&B. That shit is still there. But it's weird, I'm making a love song to my wife, oh, we like that shit. But let me make some R&B poppy shit is a fucking problem, which I don't understand why the fuck would some retard tell me to do hyper pop. It's the same shit, it has pop in the fucking goddamn name of the genre. But still pop. I don't care if it's fucking bedroom pop. I don't give a fuck if it's fucking hyper pop. I don't give a fuck if it's fucking lo-fi pop. I don't, it's still pop, nigga. And that's a, and niggas, and that's something that you don't do in hip hop. So I find it fucking funny how people got mad when people said that Drake's a fucking pop rapper. He is. He's a pop artist. He's played everywhere. He has multiple, all of his songs are played in fucking malls. He's a pop artist. No, there's not a problem with it. It's just that it's just more accessible. And it's kind of funny how the artists that are the most accessible get liked, right? But isn't it kind of funny too how the artists who experiment and try not to be accessible are the ones that are more respected? So riddle me this, fans who hate on underground rappers that have their own sound and tell them to water their shit down to make accessible music. Mind you, Drake is makes accessible music, but at the same time, he's not respected in hip hop on the streets. You're not gonna hear no one say or say in the street form that Drake is a real rapper. Even though he can rap his ass off, but guess what Lanny picked? And guess what Lanny dominates? Again, dominating lanes and dominating techniques. Like I said before, if a rapper dominates are good at, say for example, I'm good at picking the right beats and making other things, I'm good at staying in the pocket with the flows and the rhyming. Why would you want me to be lyrical, miracle, spherical when that's not even my thing? And I keep in mind, I could do that, but guess what? I don't want to do that. It's like when y'all niggas be wanting me to rap all hype and crazy. Why would you want me to do that? Nigga, literally, there's a fucking rapper on. I was watching this little freestyle. This nigga's just so. Energy is just. Man. He's just yelling his rhyme. He's just screaming his lines. This nigga made his eyes go big and go crazy. Right? I looked at everyone saying, this shit ass, whoa, hold up. I thought y'all liked that kind of shit. This nigga loud and obnoxious and screaming his rhymes off beat and just, I kill rappers, I met the cameraman. Y'all caught that shit trash? Hold up, nigga. Y'all like that kind of shit. Don't pick and choose. You tell niggas like me to fucking rap like that. Man, shut the fuck up with that fucking moving the goalpost shit. They do that all the time, by the way. They do. How do you sit there and say in one breath, don't make the same music over and over and over. You're gonna be like the baby, little baby. And then make an exception for a few artists to keep making the same shit. And we know you're going to tell us to fucking switch it up. So then when we fucking, you know, switch it up, because we know it's going to come. After a while, you're going to know what the fuck we're doing. Then it gets boring. It's like a fucking movie. Why the fuck do you think? Okay, this is a movie that I really want to see. It was called Imaginary. Why the fuck did I feel underwhelmed about that movie? Because the same goddamn concept. A fucking little girl She's a fucking possessed item. Would it be a doll, a bear, and the only and the bear possessed bear is trying to be friends with the fucking girl, and then the fucking goddamn bear goes crazy. The family not really concerned about the girl or the kid in question, mostly the girl, because always a girl. You never see a boy, it's always a girl. And then what happens is, you know, the last time you seen a girl, seen a boy was Chucky. And, you know, what happens is the kid, you know, says, that's my best friend because the fucking possessed doll in our bear has a fucking, have their little, you know, control over them. And then all of a sudden, after the last minute, you know, they start to realize, oh, it's the bear that's doing it. And then everything goes crazy. We have seen this story many times. That's why it's fucking boring. And people look at music the same fucking goddamn way. And I do agree this shit too. Stop comparing music to a fucking sport. It's not a sport. I hate when it's in the rap. Because every fucking rapper is different. Every rapper has their own. I look at rappers like fighting characters. Every character has their own fucking stats, their own weaknesses, their own strengths. You got fans who want artists to literally, if your strength is being chill and vibey on vibey beats and rapping at a chill, slow pace, it's the opposite of that. Rapping really, really fast, really aggressive, and rapping really animated and crazy. And they want you to do that, except for just letting an artist just be them. No, 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 no. I want you to be an overall artist. You can't do that. You can't do that. That's impossible. Nigga, you got 100. You know why it's impossible and stupid? Because 100 million plus rappers who upload their music every second on Spotify that can give you what the fuck you want. So why do you want one artist who got a fucking lane that he dominates to dominate everything? That's just stupid. That makes no sense. You ain't never heard me ever. You ain't even with me. You ain't never heard not one time I made a song rapping really, really fast and aggressive. You never heard not one song. And if you go back on my old shit, 2018, 19, 20 shit, that just pretty much, and you sit there and call that shit good or better than my new shit. This goes back to what I'm talking about with the Eminem and Chance the Rapper shit. How you going back on the Big Day and calling it a not that bad album, even though it was hit a lot when it first came out? Or Revival wasn't a fucking bad album when it was hit a lot? How y'all call Relapse a classic when in real time, no one didn't like them accents that he was repeating? Fans are weird. It's like how they hating on Kendrick Lamar's verse on Like That. Don't worry, give it a couple of decades, give it a couple of years, they'll appreciate it. It's like how niggas hate on the Control verse because it was too popular. Let's be real with it. Fans love to hate shit that's too popular. When it's too popular, we hate it. I don't hate it. If it's popular, it's popular. But you got fans who, if something is too popular, it's overrated, it's not that good. After fucking time, my mom used to say this song to two people, and they got big fans. So the ones who call the shit ass are not really fans of the artist. If you are the fan of fucking artist, and at this point, like I told you, because I don't know what it is with fans. I don't have that. I miss the old you mentality. I don't have that. Coming as an artist myself, that's cringe. But when another artist say, I miss the old you. I'm like, okay, cool. I hope your ass continue to keep making music for a long time and have a fan base till one day you try to do something different. Because fans get attached to whatever. Until you do something different and you think and your fans say the same thing to you. I miss the old you. Even with this fucking podcast, let me switch it up one good time. I miss when you was talking that shit about. I miss when you're talking that shit. Know what I'm saying? It's stupid. I even said I was going to switch up the content and talk about and be positive. Someone said don't do that. I like that you're saying this. You're speaking your truth. I know. But I already know there's a consequence with this shit. Because out there means I blow up. My name blows up. They find the podcast. Hear what the fuck I'm talking about. Fame goes bye-bye. And keep in fucking mind, I don't care about the fame. Quiet dog will yell when hit. I said this multiple times. There, I can differentiate between a fan that generally fucks with me and that's cool with me from a fake motherfucker. I can differentiate that. When you come out to criticisms, I know what criticism is, but when you sit there and when the criticism goes against what I believe in and what I want and what I want in my music, is it really criticism? No, let me repeat that. Is it really criticism when somebody try to critique you and their critiques goes against what you believe in as an artist or what your fucking idea when you recorded that fucking song? You see what I'm saying? These niggas want your voice. They want your verses. Your hooks to sound like verses. Hold up. I thought you didn't want that. Now all of a sudden, the hooks are too simple. Huh? The hooks is too repetitive. Huh? And God forbid, like really? Ain't that what it's supposed to be? Because y'all let Drake get away with it. There's other rappers that got, you know, repetitive hooks. Like all of Cool Keith's songs have repetitive hooks. Clifton, San Diego, who? Sake, and that's repeated. And that's and trust me, the what I love about Cool Keith is that he's just an oddball. I used to rap just like him, just be free, just make what the fuck I want to make. That was the whole 2018, 19, 20 influences. But they don't want you. See, the thing about it is, they didn't see me as an oddball. Once they start hearing me rapping over boom bap babies with that laid back chill Boley James, uh oh, another one of those.